Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Our God is the same God that has been God through all the ages. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the one who created the world, who sustains the world, and who shall bring it to an end in His own good time. It was God also that created mankind and has dealt with man throughout all of man's existence. We read of God's dealings with man in the Bible, the inspired Word of God. And we want to make very clear that this same God of heaven has dealt with man by the same principles in every age, although, and this is most important to understand, not according to the same specific laws. You see, friend, there have been three dispensations, three systems by which God has governed man since the time of creation. And each of these three systems or dispensations have certain peculiarities and distinctions that make them different from the other two. There are certain similarities, to be sure, even though they vary in certain specifics. But generally speaking, the differences overshadow these specific similarities. But there have been certain overriding principles that have governed and characterized each dispensation in all three dispensations. Now, the first dispensation we call the patriarchal dispensation, for want of a better term, but it adequately describes that period. It was a system that God spoke through the patriarchs, the fathers, the heads of the families, like Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and even back to Adam. There was no written law in this dispensation, but God conveyed His will to man through these heads of families. The fathers served as priests before man and God. And this system covered that indefinite number of years from the creation until God gave Israel a law that was distinctive to Israel and gave another system, you see, through Moses. Now, this second system, the Mosaic dispensation, is called that because God gave a law at Mount Sinai through Moses. And it was for the nation of Israel. It was exclusively for the nation of Israel. The law that God gave on Mount Sinai was not a system for all mankind. It was for Israel. Now, there was a written law that governed Israel from the time of Sinai till the system of Christ. And that covered about 1,600 years. But since the cross of Christ, at which time this Mosaic system ceased to be operative for anyone, even including the Jews, all men have been subject to God through the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And this system began on the day of Pentecost, after the Lord's resurrection and ascension. And it shall continue until time shall be no more and the earth shall no longer stand. We call this the Christian Age. This Christian Age corresponds to what you call the last age in Scripture. It's that last period of time and system when God speaks to man through His Son, Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. It's that time and system when God has given Christ all authority. Matthew 28 and verse 18. Now, to demonstrate that there were different laws and distinctive to each system, let us be reminded that Cain and Abel were to offer animal sacrifices. Well, this we do not do under the system of Christ. And animal sacrifices also characterized the Mosaic system, did it not? God told Noah to build an ark. But nobody in the Mosaic or Christian age was commanded to build an ark in order to be preserved from a flood. Nobody was told to escape God's wrath that way, but Noah was. And Israel was to observe the Passover feast each year, but neither the Christian nor those who lived prior to Mount Sinai observed the Passover feast. You see, we all serve the same God. But depending upon the age and depending upon the system, there are certain specifics that are peculiar to each of these periods. Neither the patriarchs nor Moses observed the Lord's Supper, because that's distinctively Christian. The failure to recognize and distinguish these systems, friend, the failure to rightly divide the Word of God, the failure to note the different dispensations, why, that's produced so much misunderstanding and error in the religious world. People will take a little bit out of the patriarchal age and a little out of the Mosaic age and a little out of the Christian age and mix it all together and come up with something that, well, it is not the truth. There are certain principles, however, that God has dealt with man regardless of what age we have under consideration. For instance, there is the grace of God. Yes, friend, there was the grace of God in former systems before Christ. Now, I know in John 1 and verse 17, the Bible says the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. But there was truth of God before Jesus Christ, and there was the grace of God before Jesus Christ. Now, obviously, there's a distinction to be made between God's grace in the Old Testament and the New Testament. But the fact is, God did deal with man through grace in former ages before the Christian age. And God has dealt with man according to faith. Faith is an eternal principle in the God-man relationship. There must be trust. There must be confidence. There must be belief. That's evident in every age, however. And God's dealings with man has always included the necessity of man to obey the will of God, to carry out God's commands and God's instructions. Every age has been noted by the necessity of obedience. Now, these things being true, neither grace, nor faith, nor obedience have stood alone. They've always stood together. In fact, one without the other has never availed anything of benefit for man. They are not designed of God to stand alone. All three have always been necessary, and all three have been very evident, both grace and faith and obedience. Now let's consider the grace of God and the faith of God and man's obedience back in the patriarchal age. Was it not gracious of God, an unmerited favor from God, even to give mankind life? Was not placing mankind in the beautiful Garden of Eden an unearned favor? Just here we must take note that in the midst of God's grace, God gave man and woman a law there in the Garden of Eden by which they were to live. Grace included law. There never is a conflict between God's grace and God's law. They both exist at the same time. And faith in God is evident with Adam and Eve when they feared and respected God. Eve even expressed her confidence in God in Genesis chapter 3. Yes, it's true that Satan shook that confidence, but until Satan came on the scene, she believed and trusted in God. And obedience was required of Adam and Eve. And here's where they failed. And when they failed, they opened the floodgates of sin upon the world. And now all are tempted and all sin. Romans 3 and verse 23. Noah lived in the patriarchal system, But Genesis 6, we read, Noah found the favor, that is, he found grace in the eyes of Jehovah. Others were wicked. They deserved destruction, but God extended grace unto Noah. God was not forced to do this. He was not obligated to do this. This was an unearned favor from God to Noah. But merely offering salvation to Noah did not accomplish his salvation apart from his faith and obedience. Friend, it's significant. The Bible tells us, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him. And Hebrews 11 and verse 7 tells us his salvation was by faith. Well, what do we have? We have grace and faith and obedience in the patriarchal system. Abraham received the grace from God. God extended great promises to that man, such as making him a father of a great nation, giving his descendants various promises that would be theirs to enjoy. The scriptures teach that Abraham believed God, and faith wrought with his works. James 2:22. Faith in God and obedience to God, that was the way that Abraham benefited from the grace that God extended unto him. And under the law of Moses, it was the same thing to be true. Deliverance from the Egyptian bondage was an unmerited favor, and God did bless them, but they had to believe and obey. They had to cross the Red Sea when God commanded them to cross that sea. Naaman was saved by grace, but he had to obey. He had to believe and obey. And friend, under Jesus Christ, these same principles are evident. We have to believe and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. God extended grace to those before Pentecost. He extended grace to those in the patriarchal age. He extended grace to those in the Mosaic age. But they had to believe in God. They had to obey God before they benefited from the grace of God. And that same thing is true with me and with you. The grace of God had been extended to us. The fact that he sent his Son into the world to live that perfect life and die on the cross, to provide for us a plan of salvation. The Bible teaches we are saved by the grace of God. There's no question about that. But when are we saved by the grace of God? It's like the principles of the patriarchal and the Mosaic age. Grace, faith, and obedience all working together. We must believe in Christ in order to be saved. The Bible makes it explicitly clear, just as we're saved by the grace of God, we're saved by faith in Jesus Christ. But we must obey what Christ has taught us to do. We cannot dismiss the commands of God and then claim that we're benefited by the grace of God. Faith alone does not save. Grace alone does not save. And obedience does not save, standing alone. It's these eternal principles that God has used in dealing with man in every age. Whether we're talking about the patriarchs, or talking about the time of Moses, or talking about the time since Pentecost, talking about the time, dear friend, in which we live today, we're saved by grace and faith and obedience. Those principles have always been operative in God's dealings with man. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.